friends. Welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is DJ. And welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. Welcome back. It's Friends with Microphones.
Oh, yeah, you did it. You introduced the name of the show. Good for you.
Yep. DJ. What was that?
Yeah, can I help you? What's going on? How was your week, Darren?
No. Why did you take water out of the tiny cup and then you took water out of the big cup?
Oh, well, Darren, come on and sit on my lap and I'll teach you all about the world.
Okay.
Hey, you're up here? All right, good.
What's this hard thing?
Great. The chair. That thing. Okay, it always gets in my shorts. Listen, Darren, here's the thing. It's that the tiny water was not water. It was something that your old pal Deej likes to call Smirnoff. Here's the thing.
Now the boot's on my foot.
And now the boot's on your foot. Here's the thing, Darren, is that frankly, you know, I got very jealous that time that you got to have a sip of the old wine beverage on your fancy episode of this show. And I had a particularly light dinner with my parents this evening after my university convocation. I graduated. I walked across the stage. A woman from the CBC, who is the chancellor of UVic, booped me on the shoulder and said, "You did it, Deej." She literally said the word, and this is not a bit. She literally said the words, "Well, congratulations, DJ, and have a fantastic life." And I was like, "You're saying that to everyone. Don't act like I'm special. Fuck you."
I think you're special.
Thank you. I think you're special too. Anyway, now, and then, you know, so I graduated. I had a kind of a light dinner, and I don't have anywhere to go after this. And I was like, well, you know, why not just say,
not again. No, that's another one.
You did one.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. You have already had more alcohol than I have had in the entirety of the episode entitled Wine Time.
I know.
That's terrifying. Oh. You know, you have Smirnoff. Do you know what I have?
What do you have?
A fucking cauliflower.
Cauliflower? That's for babies.
You can't get turnt on cauliflower. I can fully this.
Oh, don't shoot. Darren.
Cauliflower tastes like ass and sadness.
What? Why did you just fully cauliflower eating? That's so bad.
What if they don't believe me?
I didn't fully my vodka shots, but I definitely did them.
Because you're not doing that to screw with the listener. You're doing that to fuck with me.
Yeah, dog. You know me. All right. Here's what we're going to do, Darren. You ready? We're going to play a game on Friends of Microphones that we should play more often. It's called Clean Slate. All right. Here's how it works.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go through my entire list. It's not a big one. But there's some stinkers. We're going to make the most of it. I'm going to through my entire list. Oh, sorry. I had those shots quickly. I'm going to go through my entire list of things that I have to talk about on this show. And we're going to burn through them so I can delete them from my list and I can start fresh for next week.
Oh, dear.
How
You're
do
not
feel
doing
about
that
it?
With... Oh, no. Okay, good. Wait, is that... What is that? What did you just... Was that the... What was that?
It's the ocean potion we like to call Bud Light Lime, friend.
You don't take the tiny water and then put the lime in the coconut. That's twice.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Next week, join me for the eulogy of my dear friend D. Oh, he does it again. He's taking more of the lime. Oh, no.
It's my beverage of choice. Okay, let's part the kimono. Let's part the curtain for a bit here. Me and Darren usually have a beverage on this show, and it's not alcoholic necessarily, unless it is, of course, like this time. But here's the thing, is that usually we have something to drink because I like to wet my whistle.
It's almost exclusively not alcoholic.
It's almost exclusively H2O, the good beverage we call water. And that's what we usually have because that's what we usually need to wet our whistles. And let me tell you from experience, and by experience, I mean the past 30 seconds, Bud Light Lime does not really wet your whistle so much. It just sort of makes you thirsty, you know? But I'm trying it anyway.
Makes you pucker, stops you think.
Anyway, basically, I'm not drinking Bud Light Lime any more than I would normally drink my water on this show. I'm just having it, you know? Living my dream. Having my Bud Light Lime like a normal amount of liquid. All right, boy. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay, so you have a list.
I have a list. And you know what? Here's the thing, Darren. There's absolutely no reason you can't jump in at any point and also tell me a story. I don't know if you've ever heard the show. I'll just give you a rundown. Basically, how it works is sometimes I'll talk about some stuff. We're friends, and we both have, you guessed it, issues.
It's called Friends with Issues.
Friends with Issues is our spinoff podcast where you only talk about the negative stuff that happens week to week. Here's the deal. Oh, God, this might be a short one. Okay, here's the deal. In case you're not familiar with the format, Darren, basically I talk about some stuff, and then if you feel like you can jump in with any stories that are relevant, I would say go for it. Sounds like it would be a lot of fun. All right. Well, what do you say we get started? Sounds good to me.
You look like you're 1/5 beat now, but continue.
Like I'm 1/5 beats by Dre? What do you mean?
No, you've gotten about 5 shades redder since this started.
Oh, like the... Oh. Uh-oh, no. Oh, is that a fruit or a vegetable, Darren?
Oh, you seem so genuinely sad.
Oh, no. Darren. Oh, no. Are they a fruit or a vegetable?
Actually, I believe they're an arthropod, but we can continue.
I'm going to have a small personal panic attack until I find out which one it is.
DJ, all of them are the same when you juice them. There's a list. Let's do this.
Oh, love good juice. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. I've been waiting to talk about this one forever, partly because I don't really know how to convey the story really well. And okay. You know what? Here's the thing, Darren. Here's the best part about this, is that if it's a stinker, it's a stinker. It's not good, but it still stays in the episode, because I'm going to be a pretty lazy editor tonight, because I just had 2 shots of vodka. So,
2 shots of, well, it's more than that, but okay.
2 shots of small water. All right, here we go. What do you mean it's more than that? I had 2 shots.
And you have more than 4 times picked up the can of lime.
Ooh, howdy. Okay. So there is a woman. That's not funny. That's not inherently funny. There is a woman who works at one of the places that you can eat food on the university campus that I used to go to.
I mean, that a restaurant, but okay.
It's not. It's like a cafe, Darren. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're like smaller and you can't sit there for a long time. It's like, okay, so basically what the deal is with this is that,
so all I know so far is that there's a woman and she gives you food, but you can't sit here.
So what I'm saying is it's like a cafe. It's just like a really, it's almost like a convenience store, but they have like a sandwich and wrap and salad making bar where you don't make it yourself, though. Like, so they make it for you like Subway style.
So they provide you the beats and then you provide them the lyrics to the rap.
Oh yeah, dude. Basically you walk up and you get your sandwich made stuff, but they also have like soups you can self serve, and they also have chips and baked goods and drinks in the cooler, and you know, you just, what I'm saying is there's not a lot of tables. It's not like a restaurant where somebody walks up and goes, hi, my name is Melanie and I'm gonna be taking Gary today, what's your order? I'm just saying it's not a restaurant, it's like a cafe. And there's a woman who works there like every single day that I'm ever there, and I didn't notice this until my buddy Matt, what's up Matt, I know you probably don't listen to the podcast, my buddy Matt pointed this out to me one time, but he noticed that every single time that this woman, if you ever pay like for your food and she's the one like taking care of you at the till, she doesn't communicate. She just kind of looks up and she counts out the things that you bought. And like, if you have something like a brown paper bag, she's like, what's in there? What? And, like, that's all she'll ask you. Just like, what's in there? Cause you just know, you just know what baked good it is or whatever. And then it's just the weirdest. I don't know if it's just like a tick or if it's just like, because she's been working there for so long, every single time your transaction is approved or you hand her the cash or she hands you your change, she just goes, you're good. And she has this weird, like, been smoking for 40 years tone, almost like Wazowski. Like, literally almost that woman from Monsters, Inc., but very close to that. Was just like, you're good. And now, Matt just talks to me about how much it drives him crazy because he's like, I want to have a conversation with her, but I can't because she doesn't seem like she's open to it.
But what if you're not good? Also, can I guess what words you wrote down in this notepad? Did you just write down, you good lady?
I wrote lady at. I'm trying to. I don't know why I'm trying to decide whether or not to say the name of the place. It's called Max. It doesn't matter. It's called Max MAC apostrophe S. Just like the convenience store, but it's on university
Maybe
campus.
Maybe it is
so
a convenience store.
Whoa. So, what I literally wrote was lady at Max who says you're good.
Accurate. I enjoy this.
I enjoy this too. Darren, 12 minutes in, how do you feel about this episode so far? This is, of course, our routine checkup where me and Darren, once in a while in the middle of the show, just check and see how things are going.
You ever go to a family's wedding with an open bar and then they realize about halfway through the wedding that they're not quite sure if it's a good idea to have an open bar, but
Boo.
They're kind of pot committed at that point?
Ooh, you're just mad.
I'm really mad I don't have any alcohol.
You're just mad that you don't have any alcohol in Surrey, you bitch.
Hold on, there's alcohol in Surrey.
You're just mad that all you've got is H2O, you bitch.
I don't even have that, I have cauliflower. It's
Ooh,
not
you
good.
Cauliflower have an ass, bitch.
You have gone full chipmunk, and I love it. I need to hear the next thing on the magic list.
Oh, I actually really like this one. I've just never found a natural way to bring it up.
Okay. Bring it up.
And this is, hold on. I want to double check to show to truly prove that this show is that this podcast. Shut your mouth. To truly prove that this podcast is sort of a representation of a transitional period of my life from one occupation to another, and by that I mean a delivery driver working one place to a delivery driver working another place.
Cool.
I only have two stories left from my days at Skip the Dishes. And
Although, they're
the next two things that I'm going to talk to you about.
You still deliver pizza, so if at Skip the Dishes you delivered pizza, you could subtly work those in as though those were news stories.
Okay, shit. So basically, this one time, I was... Okay, this just in. Breaking news from the living room of my house. My girlfriend has just texted me and told me I'm being too loud and now I'm ashamed.
He says immediately following that up with alcohol.
It is 20 after 9 p.m. and I have to be a little quieter. I promise I won't do an ASMR voice the entire time, but I do apparently have to chill out a bit. So I hope y'all enjoy loud alcohol-fueled DJ, but he's gone now, apparently.
Have you ever tried doing drunk ASMR? I think this is an avenue we should really, really slowly, carefully, and, well, I can't because I haven't had alcohol, and just really walk down slowly.
Should I take my pop filter off? Does that help for ASMR or make it worse?
Yeah, I think it helps. Take the pop filter off. Okay, we about to get dirty, boys.
Okay. Okay, Darren. I don't have a lot of control over the volume of my voice, so okay. Just gonna try and do some ASMR here. Hey, everybody. Just doing my best to control the volume of my voice. This is incredibly hard to do, to have this kind of tone, this sort of sultry attitude while it's quiet enough that a little mouse
hey DJ.
Yeah, what's up?
Something I ask every week on every podcast of ours, can I have a haircut?
Yeah. Let me just get the right tools out. And of course this is the part where I have real props for ASMR. Give me a sec. Snip 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 snip. That was scissors. That was just scissors. That was me just using my scissors to cut hair. Hold on, let me get the razor out that usually cuts the hair. Okay, and that was a really good ASMR section of Friends with Microphones. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah, then thanks for the haircut. I look like David Bowie, but I couldn't commit.
Can I? This is not on my list, but I need to share it with you because I just remembered that it happened, and that's my favorite kind of story to share with you. It's not a bit. I literally just I love these moments when I just remember that things happened to me and I didn't write them down because at the time I didn't have a podcast. One time, I went into, and this was the last time I ever went in there. I'm not exaggerating. This was the last time I ever went into one of these establishments. I don't know if you're familiar or how internationally renowned this place is, but First Choice Haircutters.
I just love how much you're building this up. I just love the idea. It's like, I went into a restaurant and they had a different kind of spoon than I was expecting.
No, dude. This.
I was expecting a long spoon, but you know, it was fairly short. It didn't stir the bottom of the cup.
Here's the thing, Darren. The thing that I'm about to explain to you that happened, a kid... Oh my god. I'm burping a lot. You feeling that? That's weird. Anyway.
There comes the lemon water.
For a kid who's in second year university, it's a bit of a rough story to think about going through. I went to First Choice Haircutters, which I went to because they were close to my house and it was convenient and I didn't have a car.
They were your first choice.
Yeah, they were my first choice. And that joke is, hold on, let me just double check here. Still funny, so...
No, it's dead on arrival.
He did great.
Even I recognize that.
just like I was after I got my haircut at First Choice. Walked into the establishment, and I said, hello. And they said, hi, are you here for a haircut? Which, first of all, why else would I be there? And that always bothered me about First Choice Haircuts. That always bothered me. I would walk in, and they go, hi, here for a haircut? I'm like, no, actually, I want a pastrami on rye. Do you do that here? Like, fuck off. Like, I'm obviously...
But what would you do if they said yes?
Oh, dude, if they said yes, I would not eat it because it's surrounded by hair.
Oh, no, fair point.
I walked in. They said, do you want a haircut? And I said, yeah, hook me up. That's why I'm in this weird building. And they said, okay. And then they, you know, sat me down in a chair. They said, Tracy can take you right away. I'm like, looking forward to it. She seemed like a cool person. And then Tracy said, what can we do for you today? And I said, I'm glad you asked because you're a hairdresser and I'm the client. I would like a crew cut. Now,
you would like a what?
A crew cut.
Oh, I thought you said cold cut. And I'm like, now, DJ, that would be a sandwich.
Now, here's the thing about a crew cut is that it's a pretty standard haircut, especially for a person that works as a hairdresser. Even at a place like First Choice, I mean, you got to still go to hair school to work there. They don't just take people off the street. And so I said, a crew cut, please. And I said, please, which is how I know that she couldn't have been messing with me because I was very polite about it. And I said, please, and she said, sure thing. And then she got out the buzzers, and I was like, oh yeah, we're just gonna trim up the sides. I get it. I've been to a hairdresser before. And this is not a joke. The thing that she said with her mouth was, hey, you know what's better than a crew cut? And I said, what? And she took the buzzer and ran it straight down the middle of my head, all the way from front to back, and she said, flock of seagulls. And I said, what? And I literally out loud went, oh, like with my eyes wide. And I just went, oh. And she's like, what? And I said, I wanted a crew cut. And she said, with her hairdresser mouth, don't you mean buzz cut? And I said, no. But guess what I got that day, Darren? A buzz cut.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a flock of seagulls.
Because how do you go back from a buzz down the middle? Oh.
Just Googling to confirm. Yep. Those are pictures of heads. I just Googled the word heads.
Well, that's not a particularly useful Google in this situation. You'd think you would Google crew cut.
No. Jerome. I know what a crew cut is. I'm not a hairdresser.
Dude, I was like... And it was such an uncomfortable, because that was the first thing she did. She still had to buzz my whole head after that. It was such an uncomfortable haircut.
She knew she was wrong at that point, right?
It's one of those times where, like, I'm pretty comfortable telling the story and ending it with, and then I didn't tip her. Because, like, I didn't.
Well, I also feel like in that situation, just to get real boys for a second here, you gotta tell somebody who does that so that the next person... It's like, oh, you said dreadlocks. I thought you meant buzz cut.
Yeah, dude. And I just, like, the whole time I was literally
Hold up. I just need to Google dreadlocks. Oh, no, I just Googled pictures of heads again.
Yeah, I figured you Googled heads again.
Oh, wow. That's really enticing. Pardon what?
Okay, do you want to hear my Skip the Dishes story or not? Because that's what we were talking about ages ago.
Wait, this wasn't the story we were talking about?
No, dude, we were talking about Skip the Dishes, and then you said something about hair or something. I don't even know. I'll listen to it when I'm editing again, and I'll be like, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man. Are you going to edit drunk?
Oh, dude, probably.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I'm probably going to edit right away, unless my friends are like, it's party time, because we just finished convocation today, so we'll see how it
Hi,
goes.
Hi, edit boy.
Hi, edit Hi, boy. DJ edit. We're going to keep this in. What's up, Ed and DJ? How you feeling, dude? Not great, I'll bet. Hey?
Hey, DJ, you should skip the dishes story. Wait, I was going to make a joke out of that, but I forgot to do the joke part.
You should not skip the dishes story. One time, Alexa needed to be picked up from school because she was not feeling well, and it would have just timed out really nicely if I was off work like 15 minutes early. And I got a delivery, and by the time I was done the delivery, my app on Skip the Dishes came up and said, you don't have any more deliveries. And I went, okay. And I messaged HQ. This is a real story, 100%. Mm-hmm. I messaged the headquarters of Skip, because you can just message them on the app instead of calling them right away. Like, if it's like a non-urgent issue and you're a delivery driver, you can just text them and be like, I can't find this address or something. Like, you can contact them.
That's reasonable.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great. Skip is actually really good to their drivers. And the app is really useful, too. But so I went on to HQ and I messaged, and I was like, hey, I have a weird favor to ask. My girlfriend is sick, and she needs to get picked up, and I really need to kind of head over there right now. But I think I technically have time on my shift to take one more delivery, .. Is there any way that you could just stop assigning me from deliveries for the next 15 minutes, and then my shift will be done? And the person texted back, sounds good, man, ! And then wrote, happy girlfriends equals happy lives.
That sounds like you had a very stoned angel on the other end of that phone.
Speaking of stoned angel, that's my favorite album that my band in high school wrote. Darren, what kind of music do you like this week?
You know, the good kind.
Don't be a bitch. Come on. What do you like?
I like music that you can listen to when you're not drinking and when you're drinking. That's why I always enjoy listening to the band, I'm going to say. Just the look on your face.
Yeah,
I felt like I had to knock.
Yeah, I'm giving you a shit-eating grin right now.
I had a very busy weekend of good things, but lots of work. So I'm breaking out the I have a list of backups of just things I always know I'm going to like forever. So I don't recommend them in the moment. You know what I mean?
I have
no matter
too.
What, I'm always going to love X. And today X is definitely Hamilton.
Today X is ecstasy.
No, today is Lin-Manuel Miranda's magnum opus, Hamilton.
The original. Wait a minute. Isn't magnum opus the first one? Isn't that the point? Or is it just the good one?
Why you call me out? I thought I knew English, and I thought I could get away with it, too, if it
Darren,
weren't for
I
you meddling
we
DJ.
We could learn together. Don't be a little...
Magnum opus. Masterpiece.
Oh, okay. Great, great, great. Yeah, Hamilton, you're right, then, because, I mean, like, In the Heights is tight, but whatever. So, what do you
or,
got to say, boy?
Or chef hors d'oeuvres. Cool. All right. Sweet.
Okay, what are you going to recommend for Hamilton? I'm very curious which tracks you narrowed this down to for one of your favorite things ever. This is such a tough choice.
This is one of my favorite albums ever, and I've realized, because specifically this week after the graduation, we were all hanging out, or before.
Yeah.
We were hanging out because we had other friends that were graduating, and one of our friends mentioned that he'd only ever heard it once all the way through, and then I realized I know a lot of people who've actually never heard Hamilton, and I realized that with Hamilton, it's kind of... probably intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't like rap or don't like show tunes, because you don't know what it is. But you don't want
both.
It all given away from you. So I kept it all into the first act.
Oh, cool.
There's not a single song on this list I'm recommending from the second
act.
That's
very good, actually.
If you listen to three songs that given, you kind of get a mix of what the entire thing is. Just tonally.
Yeah.
So... the opening track, you can't go wrong, Alexander Hamilton, literally tells you the story, sets up the plot. If you don't like that, y'all gonna have a problem. Wait for it.
Very good.
Which is one of my like top two or three tracks on the entire album, period. sets up Aaron Burr really well and his motivations.
So good.
And then I was very tempted to do a Skylar Sisters song, but I ended up going with Guns and Ships.
Ooh, so good.
Because Guns and Ships, I remember having listening back to it, you get some great Lafayette, and you get that butter smooth George Washington in the end. Just buttery smooth.
GW is my homeboy, man. I love Washington. Like Christopher, hold on, I just blanked. Christopher Jackson is his name, right?
I think so.
I love that dude. He's in Moana too. He's amazing.
They're all in everything. He's also in this random cop show as a random side character.
I know. He's in, what TV show is that? But I've seen him. I forget what it's
my
called.
My parents were watching it when I walked through a room like a while ago.
Dude, that's so wild. You and me had like the exact same experience because Alexa's family was doing the same thing. They were just like watching a random cop show. Me and Alexa walked up, we're like, yo, this George Washington.
Yeah, so, but like legitimately, this is probably my first or second favorite album of all time. So like, really recommend this album. Definitely. My monotone does not make up for how excited I am to listen. I just hate overhyping good things, you know what I mean? Just in terms of like everything, the internet is so good at overhyping everything, and I'm gonna say I like this very much. I think others people will too, if they just go in and then lie down on a couch when you have nothing to do and give it a listen, or listen to the couple I recommended on our awesome playlist.
Here's the real deal with Hamilton and things like Hamilton. And by that I mean niche things that a lot of people do get into eventually. Sometimes you're just not in the mood for it. And I need to emphasize that because anybody who knows Alexa will understand that it's a shocking story that the very first time I ever played her Hamilton, we got 35 seconds into the opening track, and she turned to me and said, can you turn this off? This is boring.
Because, especially if you're not in the mood for rap, you need to twist it around. Play a little Skylar Sisters. Play a little Dear Theodosia. Play a little Wait For It.
That's the problem, man. It was actually the opposite. It wasn't hard enough for her. She thought, oh, rap musical. And apparently her thought was, oh, Busta Rhymes the musical. And so now, she didn't have Guns and Ships ready to go.
Fair enough. That's why I put Guns and Ships on mine
Guns
as well.
And Ships
it's pretty hard.
Is so dope, dude. Anyway, just I guess what I'm saying is like if you sit down one day and you try to listen to Hamilton and you're like, oh, it's not good, try it another time in a different environment or something. Like just give it another shot because it takes a little getting used to, but, you know, for Alexa, it very much went from, this is boring, to, this is the greatest thing ever. So just, you know, give it a shot. Death is not really a natural transition. I also have music to recommend this week. And it's quite good. Sweet. I like it a lot. It's one of my favorite band names, basically ever, just because it's like, I laughed very hard the first time I heard it.
Liquid Dick Eye Drops.
Hold on, I'm just going to put that in my list of the best band names ever that I haven't made yet. Yeah, we're going to make a band called Liquid Dick Eye Drops one day. Can't wait.
What kind of music were we going to play?
Bluegrass. This band... a band that I'm recommending today that is in the genre of funk. Their band name I love so much. It is Organ Freeman.
Now, that was fairly close to what I said.
What did you say? Liquid Dick Eye Drops?
And Organ Freeman? They're like cousins in the same family.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Organ Freeman. Please tell me more.
Organ Freeman is a fantastic band. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and they're super cool. Not a lot of vocals going on in Organ Freeman. Mostly instrumental funk. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. It's actually like, here's the thing, is that I took those shots, and I was like hype, and it was really fun. And then I was like sipping the Bud Light Live and I was having a good time. We were having a laugh. And then all of a sudden it actually kind of hit me. And now I'm actually kind of like slowly drifting into genuine like drunk territory. So I just need to kind of power through this and get to the end.
I can't wait for the part of the night where you're like, I just really love you, man.
I just really love you, man.
Podcast.
I'm only like a shot away from that. Okay. So Organ Freeman has a self-titled album. Which means the album is called Organ Freeman. Why am I explaining that? okay.
I love this.
It has three tracks. Well, no, the album has more than three tracks. There are three tracks that I would like you to listen to. Two of them have funny titles. One of them's just dope. So the first track is called Go By Richard, Not By Dick. And I love it very much. It's a very good tune. Super dope. Second tune is probably my favorite off the whole album. It's called Verve. It rocked my world. It was unreal the first time I heard it. I was like jumping around my own house by myself. I was like freaking out about how good it was. I'm very much not Darren because I like to hype things up more than I should. And then another track that's on that album that's very good that's worth listening to is called Life's a Bench. It's kind of like Life's a Bitch, but it doesn't swear, so it's cool for the whole family, even the kiddos.
I love that name.
Yeah, Life's a Bench is great because life, you can just sit on life and it just takes it, you know? It just fucking sits there and doesn't do anything.
Life is like a bench. Because you sit it on it and then the bus comes.
Don't take a nap.
Now, hold up. We got to leave in some...
Yeah, no. You got to talk about our sponsors.
Sponsors.
I'm going to lie down. I'm going to lie down.
This week, our sponsors are... Oh, no, he's really lying down. What? Where'd you go? He's not in frame. The chair is spinning. There's an empty... Oh,
no,
there he
is. No, it's okay. It's okay. You just let me know. I got my mic down here.
Alrighty.
Oh, I'm just lying down. No, it's okay, dude. I'll take us to the bridge. Come on. You just tell us about our sponsors, and I'll walk us right out of here.
Okay. This,
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you... is brought to you by definitely real water with nothing in it and very soft carpet that you can really just snuggle up to.
Yeah, this carpet's dope, dude. And then, okay, so you did that part. Okay, so yeah, my name... Yeah, okay, dope.
So, okay, so the podcast happened, and then...
So the podcast happened, and then I'm pretty sure what happens... Okay, so my name's DJ. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And my name is DJ.
No, come on, what's your name?
I like how... If you go back to the start of the episode, I think you'll find that I introduced myself as DJ.
Okay, well, if you go back to this part of the podcast, I think you'll find this has been Friends with Microphones, and you can show that to your uncle. Your bitch.
Your bench.
Okay, I gotta get up and stop recording.
Yeah.
Okay.